Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepard Today. Here's Brad Shepard.
Hello again, lovers of audio excitement, and welcome to our program, the program that is, of course, the original Western Mass podcast. Everything going on in Western Mass and its people that I think that you will be interested in. We start off with a sad note in the news. Mass Governor Maura Healey has ordered all U.S. and Mass flags to be lowered to half staff effective immediately and right on through Saturday at sunset. This is to honor the life and legacy of former U.S. Representative William Delahunt from Massachusetts, who passed away at the age of 82 on Saturday. A wake will be held this coming Friday from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the United First Parish Church in Quincy. Delahunt served 14 years in the U.S. House of Representatives in the late 90s and through 2011 for Massachusetts. He previously served as the Norfolk County DA from 1975 to 96, and also served in the Mass House of Representatives from 1973 to 1975. R.I.P. William Delahunt. April 8 will be a big day for the solar eclipse. That'll cover the country from Texas to Vermont. And while Western Mass is not in the direct path of the totality, we will still see 94% of the eclipse. The solar eclipse will begin at 2:13 p.m. and will max eclipse at 3:27 p.m. before ending at 4:37 p.m. Now, to see the eclipse, the sky needs to be mostly clear, and you will need special solar eclipse glasses, of course, to look at the sun. Dakin Humane Society is now accepting nominations from the public for its Dakin Humane Awards right up until June 30. Nominees should be people or organizations that go out of their way to care for animals in need, people who volunteer to help animals, or people and or animals who have provided significant public service or shown courage in a crisis. Finalists in each of the award categories will be picked from among the nominees and notified of their selection in August. Now, the awards will be presented at a special event to be held at Dakin September 11, 2024. After June 30, nominations will be reviewed by Dakin Humane Society's directors and staff, and finalists will be selected. After that, a panel of independent judges will select the winners by voting in each category. The decisions will be based solely on the content of the nomination forms. Nominators are asked to provide thoughtful, concise, and specific examples of their nominees' efforts on behalf of animals. Families with young children throughout Massachusetts are encouraged to participate in community events providing early screening for developmental delays and disabilities. Massachusetts will hold its second annual Developmental Monitoring and Screening Week at over 40 sites across the Commonwealth, including several in Western Mass. Students enrolled in the Occupational Therapy Master's Program at American International College will dedicate their expertise at one of these events on April 10 from 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children. The office is in Mason Square in Springfield, and during the event, the students will engage with families who are interested in learning more about their child's development. Additionally, the students will provide complimentary books and fidget toys. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno and Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Calton Harris will kick off the City of Springfield's annual Public Health Month at City Hall, Room 220. It's already underway. Mayor Sarno will issue a proclamation declaring the month of April as Public Health Month in the City of Springfield. This year's Public Health Month calendar includes nearly 20 educational events on a range of public health topics to raise community awareness of available programs and services, as well as provide information about public health topics that affect our collective and individual health. The center's $10,000 to help meet the basic needs of patients of the hospital's Healthcare for the Homeless program. Now, for nearly three decades, Healthcare for the Homeless has worked to identify homeless people living in Western Mass, assess their needs, offer health and social services, and evaluate the impact of those services. The Healthcare for the Homeless Clinic addresses the medical needs between 2,000 to 3,000 homeless patients each year, and the programs, the Diocese of Springfield's annual Catholic Appeal Grant Program, has awarded Mercy Medical Community Health Workers assess these patients' social care needs and work with community-based organizations to find available resources for them. After nearly 4 years with a streamlined system in place to permit outdoor dining and permission to sell takeout alcoholic drinks, both practices lapsed on Monday as the calendar flipped to April. The House and Senate are both on board with making the outdoor dining licensing reforms permanent. Where they differ is on takeaway alcohol and the emergency family shelter reforms that headline the bills in question. Until they reach agreement and get Governor Maura Healey to sign off on the final product, restaurants and alcohol sellers will return to the pre-pandemic status quo. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Time to take a look at what's happening in the wonderful realm of live entertainment with our live entertainment reporter, the one, the only, Mark Auerbach. Mark?
The Mystery of Edwin Drood, Rupert Holmes' Tony Award-winning musical adaptation of Charles Dickens' unfinished novel, opens Goodspeed Season with performances through June 2nd. TheaterWorks Hartford's Rob Ruggiero directs the musical Whodunit, and the audience gets to choose the murderer at each performance, offering up a variety of endings to Dickens' uncompleted work. Set in a British music hall, Drood features actors in multiple roles, and amongst the Broadway veterans cast by Ruggiero are Liz McCartney, direct from Broadway's Funny Girl, Mamie Paris from Broadway's Cats and On the 20th Century, and Lenny Wolpe from The Drowsy Chaperone. Holmes wrote the Pina Colada song. For details, goodspeed.org. All My Sons, the classic drama from Arthur Miller, best known for Death of a Salesman, will be performed by Hartford Stage April 11th through May 5th. Nelia Bensusan directs a cast that includes four-time Oscar nominee Marsha Mason, who directed and starred in Hartford Stage's Lost in Yonkers, and Michael Gaston, a series regular on The Man in the High Castle with recurring roles in Prison Break, Jack Ryan, Madam Secretary, The Good Wife, Damages, Blind Spot, and more. For details, hartfordstage.org. Tanglewood's popular artist series will bring luminaries to the Berkshire this summer, including Brandi Carlile, John Batiste, Roger Daltrey, John Fogerty, and George Thorogood, Kool and the Gang, and Jason Mraz with the Boston Pops. For details, tanglewood.org. Freud's Last Session, Mark St. Germain's acclaimed play, has been turned into a movie which stars Anthony Hopkins. Great Barrington Public Theater and the Triplex Cinema in Great Barrington will host a screening of the movie and a talkback with St. Germain on April 11th. St. Germain has premiered many of his plays at Great Barrington Public Theater and Barrington Stage, which has a theater space named for the playwright. Freud's Last Session premiered at Barrington Stage in 2009. For details, greatbarringtonpublictheater.org. If you're interested in a road trip this weekend, The Voyage of Edgar Allan Poe, Dominic Argento's opera, sails into Boston for its New England premiere on April 5th. Gil Rose conducts the opera, which is a collaboration between Odyssey Opera and the Boston Modern Orchestra Project. Known for resurrecting neglected operas, Odyssey Opera offers this new production of a 1976 work that has not been performed in 34 years. Commissioned by the Minnesota Opera in 1974 to write an opera in honor of America's bicentennial, Argento settled on the subject of Edgar Allan Poe. Charles Nolte wrote the libretto. The opera will be performed at Boston's Huntington Theaters. For details, odysseyopera.org. The UMass Symphony Orchestra performs works by Brahms, Dvorak, Prokofiev, and Rachmaninoff at the Fine Arts Center April 9th. The concert features winners of the concerto competition. For details, fineartscenter.com. Community Access to the Arts, CADA, a Great Barrington-based nonprofit, has received a $2 million grant from Mackenzie Scott's Yield Giving Program. CADA nurtures and celebrates the creativity of people with disabilities through the arts. For details on their programs, catarts.org. And Cupcakes, Cookie, and Community, a tea party hosted by the Mad Hatter with special guest Alice in Wonderland, is set for April 7th in downtown Westfield. The program is designed for kids 3 to 8 and their parents and grandparents, made possible by Westfield on Weekends. For details, westfieldonweekends.com. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. MassDOT is in the process of reconstructing the St. James Avenue and Tapley Street intersection into a roundabout. As a result of the construction, traffic will be impacted, pedestrian access on the Tapley Street Bridge as well over 291. It will, in fact, remain open. Once the full-depth reconstruction is complete, on or around May 1st, 2024, construction of the actual roundabout will begin. There will be disruptions to traffic flow during this period. However, it is envisioned that minimal road closures will be required. Now, due to construction activities during this period of work, traffic flow in all directions throughout the construction area will be challenged. All right, my friends, that's a snapshot of what's going on here in our bailiwick, and I thank you very much for tuning to us and listening in. I appreciate it, and I hope you'll join us when we get together on our next program. Until then, be well, take care. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2024.
All rights reserved.